This, ladies and gentlemen, is rather an occasion. For the 10th year in succession, it is my pleasure to announce Itmar, the return of Tommy Handley.
Go easy, mate. I wouldn't mention his name if I was you.
Not mention Tommy Handley? Why?
Well, you see, he's just the best.
No. I say. Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
It's that man again. Yes, that man again. Yes, that Tommy Handley is here.
He's not, I tell you. He wouldn't dare. Not after what happened.
Well, what happened?
They found out.
I never saw anything in the paper.
They didn't put it in the papers, not even the Sunday one.
Oh, is it as bad as that?
It's worse. They won't even put it in the Radio Times. Here, he's ashamed to show himself. That's what he is. Ashamed to show himself.
Hey, you. Lying on that bench with a newspaper around your waist. Have you lost your sense of proportion?
No, my trousers. I'm ashamed to show myself. Well, 10 years of it, Mar, eh? Seems as long as a 10-minute talk with Vyshinsky. Oh, good morning, Constable. What's your name?
I'm PC Plate.
What, copper plate? Well, you're just my handwriting. Have you any family, Plate?
Yes, 24 children.
24 plates, eh? That's not a family, it's a dinner service. Well, remember me to the old China. Ta-da. But I'm so hungry, I could eat a studio carpet. No, I withdraw that. It'll have to be a grass salad again. And what a sword. Oh, hello, there's another down and out. He's looking dejected. Would you care to join me in a basin full of meadow?
No, thanks. I couldn't masticate it.
Oh? How long have you been without food?
3 days, and I'll stay without it till I get some new teeth.
Well, why don't you get some under the new Health Act?
Oh, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. All you've got to do is to fill up a form.
Well, I haven't registered yet.
Well, why not?
Because I'm a dentist!
Well, I can see his trouble. He's the wrong side of the iron curtain. Hello, here's another down and out. I wonder if it's Leoma. Good morning, chum. I like that Harris tweed shirt you're wearing. Oh, my mistake. It's your bare chest. I'm sorry. But you look appalling.
Let me tell you, sir, I'm a millionaire. I'm the only person in London who can afford to dress like this. My card.
Eh? Oh, I'm sorry, my lord. Glad to have met you, my lord. Good day, my lord. Phew. You must be one of the lords who made the house too strong. That reminds me, it's time I had a rinse. Ah, a drinking fountain. I'll have a splash in that lovely iron cup.
This'll do, Creep.
I seem to know that well-dressed old boy. I'll see if I can touch him. Pardon me, sir, but isn't the wind rather bitter?
Bitter? I don't mind.
Good heavens, the Colonel. Here he is. And all poshed up with a blue ribbon round his bowler. What's happened, Colonel?
Well, sir, you remember my teetotal aunt with red hair? Beer was the name.
Oh, yes, Ginger Beer, I remember her, yes. She used to go off pop at the proms, I remember. Tell me, what's she done?
She's dead, sir. She left me $500,000, provided I never have another drop.
Oh, I say, that's the end. By the way, who's this pal of yours who looks like a common informer?
Oh, that's my aunt's chauffeur, Josiah Creep. You see, he gets the money should I fall by the wayside. Isn't that so, Creep?
Yes, but you'll never do that, sir. Little does he know my plan.
Oh, what was that? Frighten alive, this is terrible, Colonel. You'll never be able to flash your nose in Burton-on-Trent again. Well, what do you do instead of?
Well, sir, whenever I feel the urge for a drink, I go into a pub and order a sandwich.
What good does that do?
Well, I always eat it off the dampest end of the counter.
I see, but Colonel, don't you miss those lovely morning headaches?
I did at first, sir, but I've solved that now.
Oh, how?
Well, Creep here brings me in a cup of morning tea and hits me on the head with the milk jug. Isn't that so, Creep?
It is, sir. Perchance one day I'll hit him too hard.
You'll have to keep your eye on that bird. Well, Colonel, I'm very much in my office. I wonder if you could lend me some money, could you?
Certainly, sir. How much?
Well, if I had a tenner, I could last out.
Lord Stouts, sir, I don't mind. Hanley, you're tempting me. Drive on, Creep.
Certainly, sir.
Shocking chauffeur. I thought I heard the car doing it then, too. Well, I'm hungry. I'll go in here for a cup of tea. A halfpenny cup of tea, please.
Let me buy it for you. I've got a penny. Hello.
Well, it's little Sophie Tuckshop. You have filled out. Or have you got a bag of donuts down your gym slip? Did you have a good holiday?
Yes. My sister's boyfriend bet me I couldn't eat 10 meringues straight off.
And did you?
Yes. 7 before and 3 after. But I'm all right now.
Pardon me while I wave a sausage roll under my nose, will you? Ah, oh, that's better. Now, what did you do during your holiday?
My teacher set me a holiday task.
Oh.
It was ever so hard. It said, if you have 5 bricks and 7 bricks and 8 more bricks, what would you have?
Well, I would say a council house. Well, did you get it right?
I couldn't work it out in bricks, so I changed it to green apples. But I still couldn't get it right.
Well, did you run out of apples?
No, I ran out of a room.
It's a bit thick in here, or have my glasses clouded over. But are you at home now?
No, we're staying at a boarding house. I don't like the people. So do you know what I did?
No.
I went and bought a lot of Sedlitz powders and put one each in their hot water bottles.
Well, for one horrible moment, I thought you were going to say in their coffee. Well, now you better run off or you'll be late for school.
We don't start till tomorrow, so Boo snaps a squishy mess.
Well, I don't know. Boo snubs and squishy mess. How sophisticated the modern child is. Hello. Look at that seedy individual with red eyes and un-American trousers. I wonder if he's a fellow traveler. Hello, Conrad.
Hello, Tom Bach. How are you?
Why, it's Ray Jenkins, the famous author of Landidno Belongs to Me. Wow. You look terrible, Ray. What's brought you down to my level?
Professional jealousy.
Oh, don't be superstitious. By the way, your band isn't looking too prosperous either.
No, indeed. They're broke to the void.
Well, they shouldn't go to England for the holidays. Well, let's hear the band do something, eh?
Right. Here's Round the Mob Larch, arranged by Ronald Hanmer. Ready, boys?
I say, these boys want bucking up. I must give them something to encourage them. Boys, you're in luck. Music Hall is back. Marble Arch. I remember once in the blackout, I just... Well, never mind about that. I'll... I know what I'll do. I'll go to Spouter's Corner and make a speech.
Oh, I've been in and out of prison all my life. Persecuted by the police. And that's what I stand here. I defy the House of Commons to get me off this box. I defy the House of Lords. I defy the old legal system to get me off.
I'll get him off.
Pardon me, sir, but do you know that your
face is more than feeble?
Hey? Oh, sorry. Goodbye. Right. Now, now that I'm on the box, I'll start. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, what did I come to talk to you about? Oh, I know, that's right. When I was in Paris for you know, what do you think happened?
We know.
Thank you, sir. A keen listener to Palace of Varieties, I observed. Now, when I was in Paris, I was strolling along the Rue de la Paix when I saw a window full of Rue de la postcards. So, thinking I was in Brighton, I was just going in to buy one when a gendarme, or Latin Rosa, stopped me and said...
Just a minute, cock. Have you got your union card on you?
What union? Who are you?
The shop steward of the Spouters Union, Willie Whale.
Spouters Union? Whale? Oh, I like that whale. Does your mother come from Iceland?
You get off that box before you're chucked off.
Oh, I do.
Get out of it.
Oh, dear. I think I'll sit down for a moment.
Threepence for the chair, please.
Threepence? I haven't sat down in it yet.
Well, you were just going to.
Nonsense. I always stand like this. Well, anyway, since I started tucking the tail of his shirt into my boots...
Well, why do you do that?
You want to know a heck of a lot for threepence. Now, hop it and take that green firewood with you. The idea. Just because I got this suit from the waxworks in Brighton. I'll show him. What? Oh, here's the colonel again. You know, I can't get used to him being wealthy, worried and wistful when he used to be poor, pleasant and plastered. Hello, Colonel. Do you know where I can find a place to sleep?
Jump in, Henry. I'll take you to the very place for you. Drive on, creep.
Well, Colonel, what is this place?
Well, look, Henry, here's the card.
What's this? The Chinstrap Bounty. Under the terms of this bequest, the residence is now open to receive rogues, vagabonds, and out-of-work comics, and will be known in future as Henry Hall, the Tramp's Guest House. You think, could I share a room with Panhandle Yule? Well, make it a double, will you?
A double, sir. I don't mind if I... I say, Henry, no. Be careful, please. You're going to cost me a fortune.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gun. Hello, there's a dog and duck. Pull up, Creep, and we'll have one.
All right, stop here, Creep.
Now, come on, Colonel.
Oh, not me, sir.
Well, you needn't drink. Just come inside and sniff. Now, come on, this way. Ah, good morning, Miriam. I'll have a... Why, it's a new barmaid.
Yes, sir. I'm Mona. You remember me?
Well, I never. Mona Lott.
Not Mona Lott, sir. I've married him at last. I'm Mrs. Little now.
Oh, Mona Little. Well, that's a slight improvement. Well, what's this husband of yours like?
He's all right, sir. He's a commercial traveller.
Oh, does he go far afield?
Oh, yes, sir. Little goes a long way.
I hope he doesn't get up to any monkey tricks. Now, tell me, what made you get married at this stage? Romance and passion?
No, sir. Loneliness and cold feet. Here's your pint, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Has the colonel got a cold in the head?
No, no, he's got an attack of froth in the nose. Well, what sort of a wedding did you have?
Lovely, sir. Everybody cried and my brother-in-law broke his ankle.
Well, how did he do that?
Knocking his pipe out.
Knocking his pipe out? Well, that's a new one. How come?
Well, sir, he knocked it out in a silk hat full of confetti. It caught a light, and the house was ablaze in no time.
Oh, that's terrible. Was it burnt to the ground?
Yes, sir. And everything in it, including my wedding nightie.
Good heavens. Well, what are you sleeping?
The police station.
Well, I still don't see how your brother-in-law broke his ankle.
He fell getting into the Black Maria.
Well, what were you all doing in Clink?
Well, sir, They took us because we'd only insured the house that morning.
Well, what a wedding. How different from the marriages of Lana Turner. Well, it's nice to see you, Mona.
Oh. I'm sorry, Hanley. I've knocked your glass of beer over everywhere. Let me mop it up. With my handkerchief, of course. Curse that chauffeur creep.
Tell me, Colonel, is he the creep who creeps into the car park, cranks up and creeps out again? Colonel. Well, so long, Mona. Now, don't give way. I'll come in and see you again.
That's all right, sir. It's being so cheerful as keeps me going.
Now, Colonel, where is this Henry Hall they're all talking about?
It's over there, sir, right opposite this pub.
Well, I hope I get the top bedroom. I hate being overlooked by barmaids. Now, let's go in this horrible joint and sign the register.
Would you mind signing book, please, mister?
Oh, certainly. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Oh, that's wrong. No, I beg your pardon. I'm terribly sorry. T. Handley. Occupation, cat stroker for James Mason. Address, the golf ball, head well down, bang on the green. Sex? Oh, I can't go on with all this. It's like filling up a form to kill a pig. Where's my room?
You're sharing one with 16 others.
Sharing one with 16 others? Which sounds like a choir.
As a matter of fact, it is. There's choir master over there.
Ah, good evening, sir. I'm the choir master.
No, are you? Well, if you clap me over the ear, it'll cost you £9. Now, don't forget. The proper place, according to the judge, is... Tell me, is that bunch of mixed herbs over there the choir?
Yes, Mr. Handley, yes. I'll introduce you. Handley, the choir.
How do you do, choir?
Mr. Handley, how
are you? Oh, I'd like to join your choir. When's your next outing?
Mr. Handley, we were about to sing the favorite melody of our benefactor, Colonel Chinstaps.
Oh, what's that? We lace the lime juice with some gin again?
No, Mr. Handley, in the shade of the old apple tree. Oh.
Ah, that takes me back to my choir boyhood in Liverpool. What a choir it was. Every spring the trebles had black moustaches. And it wasn't until I'd been there a year or two that I found out they were jockeys from Aintree. Hello, who's this with a face like an acid drop? Pardon me, madam, what sort of a dump is this?
Oh, it's thoroughly uncomfortable. But then I'm used to that. I've always lived in seaside hotels. I've lost all my money, you know.
Oh, I am sorry. Tell me, who's that old chap sitting there with a flat head?
That's my stockbroker.
Oh, I see. Just been hammered, eh? what's his name?
Bencher. David Bencher.
Oh, D. Bencher. Well, introduce me, will you?
Mr. Bencher, this is Mr. Handley.
How are you, Mr. Bencher?
How are you, Mr. Handley?
You want a new denture, Bencher? Well, what brings you down to this flop house?
Wine, women, and income tax. What caused your downfall?
Tea, tomboys, and television. See you later, Denture. Well, I think I should have a wash. Ah, this is the place. Let's see, what does it say? Use of comb, a penny. Bald-headed men hate me. Well, I haven't got a penny. I'll have to use a fork. Well, here we go. Oh, good morning, sir. Good morning. I say, shouldn't you take off your hat before you wash?
What, me? In my state of health?
What? If it isn't Bowler Atlas. Fatter than ever, eh? I saw a drawing of you this week in Paunch. Why don't you take your hat off?
Ooh, I ain't had it off for years. Last time I took it off, something fell on me head.
Well, you shouldn't walk under Nelson's column when they're giving him the Admiral's broom. But do you mean you sleep in it? What does the wife think?
Ooh, she left me. She ran away with a thinner man.
Why, don't blame her. I expect she got tired of sleeping with one hand on the floor. Are you thinking of getting married again?
Well, I got my eye on a nice girl, but every time I meet her, something seems to come between us.
You're telling me. All right. See you later, Atlas.
Oh, dear.
What a size he is, eh? Thank goodness I've got one-way corridors here.
Pardon me, Herr. Will you please, against the wall, stand?
Yes, but I...
It is all right. It will be over in the moment. Quite still, please. Ein. Oop. Zwei. Oop. Drei.
Oop.
Blitzen.
Why, that's very clever. You know that not one knife touched me?
Yeah, understand it, I cannot. At you, I was aiming all the time.
Well, what a mean-minded fellow, just because we won the war. Well, I'd better be at the matron in the den if she's got a beard.
Come in.
She has. Ah, good morning, sir or madam. Good gracious, it's Hutch. Oh, Hutch. Come and give Daddy a great big kiss.
Sit down.
What a silly place to leave a pair of corsets.
Now answer my question. What's your name?
Oh, come off it, Hutch. You know me, Tommy Handley.
Handley, tea.
All right, let's have two pots. Now, Hutch, surely you remember our long and unhappy association.
Answer my question. Age?
Well, think of your own, half it. Take away the number you first thought of, forget it, and come and sit in my knee. Come on. Now, have you had a good holiday? Why, you have. You're as browned as off.
Oh. Don't mumble. Trade or profession?
Well, ex-minister, ex-governor, ex-LCC.
Ex-LCC?
Ex-LCC, ex-LCC.
Mr. Handler?
Ah, that's more like the old Hutch. Now stop blushing like Jack Solomons did last Tuesday night. And tell me, what are you doing here?
Mr. Handler, years of bitter experience have disillusioned me.
Oh?
I am devoting myself to good works. You, Mr. Handley, I consider beyond help. You're a mess of selfishness.
Do you mean to infer that I'm the quintessence of megalomania?
What's the quintessence of megalomania?
Well, of all the... Eh?
Well, I said, what's the quintessence of megalomania?
Why, it's Frisby Dyke. Looking like the end of a syrup roly-poly. Well,
have you been for your holidays?
Well, I saved up £35 and went south.
What, the south of France?
No, the south of Liverpool, the Dingle.
The Dingle? Well, that's only a twopenny tram fare.
Yes, I know. I had £34.19 and 10 to spend on pleasure.
Pleasure? But what kind of pleasure?
Candy floss.
Candy floss? What did you do with all the sticks? Is that all you did?
No, no, I went to see your mother.
Oh, that was very nice of you. Well, what did you go for?
Well, I went to tell her you were crackers.
What do you mean, crackers?
The quintessence of megalomania. Ta-da, well.
Well, I don't know. He looks awful. He's all frisbee and no dyke.
Mr. Hanley, I will accept you here as an inmate. Oh. But understand, nobody stays here unless they can get a regular job of work. How long will that take you?
Well, 39 more weeks. I hope.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in the first of this present series of Itmar, with Jack Train, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Giler, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes. Handley's Curbside Choristers, directed by George Mitchell, the Augmented Variety Orchestra, leader George Deason, conducted by Ray Jenkins. Script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.